This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Former U.S. presidential candidate and Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney has said he will vote to convict President Trump on a charge of abuse of power in his impeachment trial. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Utah's Mitt Romney says the president flagrantly abused the public trust by corrupting an election to keep himself in office.
Perhaps the most abusive and destructive violation of one's oath of office that I can imagine.
Romney is likely the only Republican who will vote against the president and knows what's coming.
I'm sure to hear abuse from the president and his supporters.
But Romney says he'll be able to tell his grandkids he did his duty the best he could, while noting his vote will not be enough to remove the president from office. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization is appealing for $675 million to prevent the global spread of the deadly coronavirus. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the small number of cases and deaths circulating around the world provides a window of opportunity to prevent the coronavirus outbreak from becoming a wider global crisis.
Our greatest concern is about the potential for spread in countries with weaker health systems and who lack the capacity to detect or diagnose the virus.
He says the multi-million dollar strategic response plan will support vulnerable countries to prevent, detect, and diagnose onward transmission. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An update on Wall Street. Late in the trading day, the Dow Jones Industrials are up by more than 1.5%. The S&P has gained 1.12%, while the NASDAQ added 0.38%. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Two avalanches in eastern Turkey have killed dozens of people, most of them rescuers buried by the second snowslide, as they work to free people caught in the first. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Turkey's disaster authority said at least five people were killed initially, and rescuers were searching for two more victims when the second avalanche hit. That one killed at least 33 people. At least 53 have been injured, and it's not known yet how many people may be trapped. Rescuers are still working at the scene. But the Interior Minister, Süleyman Soylu, said conditions were making it hard for emergency workers. One vehicle had been pulled out from under 4 to 5 meters of snow.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. One person was killed and 157 others were injured Wednesday when an airliner skidded off a runway in Istanbul, crashed into a field and broke into pieces. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Authorities say some passengers sustained injuries and some others were seen being evacuated through cracks in the plane. Television footage showed serious damage to the plane, with a fuselage appearing to be smashed into three pieces. Turkish NTV television reported the plane caught fire after skidding and the fire had been extinguished. The plane, belonging to low-cost airline Pegasus, arrived from the city of Izmir. Turkey's transportation ministry says the plane was carrying 177 passengers. Flights are being diverted to Istanbul's main airport. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido met Wednesday with President Donald Trump at the White House as Guaido tries to rekindle his campaign to depose Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. In a statement announcing Guaido's visit, the White House said, "We will continue to work with our partners in the region to confront the illegitimate dictatorship in Venezuela and will stand alongside the Venezuelan people." Guaido's visit to Washington follows visits with European and Canadian leaders in an attempt to revive his campaign after an unsuccessful uprising against Maduro, who was re-elected in a controversial election in 2018. Former Vice President Joe Biden said Wednesday he would continue battling despite finishing fourth in Iowa, according to results that continue to trickle out of the Midwestern state. Biden said in New Hampshire he's going to fight for the Democratic nomination.
I am not going to sugarcoat it. We took a gut punch in Iowa. The whole process took a gut punch. But look, this isn't the first time in my life I've been knocked down.
With about three-quarters of the precincts counted, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg has the lead in Iowa. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is in second place, with Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren third and Biden fourth. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.